always sound like someone that they want to speak to. Now, what that sounds like from person to person is going to vary, right? We talked about a lot about that last time. And then a lot of what we're going to talk about today, get your barriers out of the way, right? If you got a chance, right? Another sports analogy. Let's say you're running track and there's literally hurdles on the track in front of you. If you have the opportunity to remove all the hurdles off the track before the race begins, a lot of us would probably choose to do so instead of making the race harder on ourselves by jumping those hurdles or trying to anyway, right? And in negotiation, it's not like in real life where all the hurdles are the same height and they all fall over easily in case you tip them, right? In negotiation, the hurdles are of different sizes, and if you run into one, it might knock you down, right? And so if we got an opportunity to move those hurdles out of the way before we get started, why wouldn't we take it? And so if we sound like somebody who's easy, who they want to talk to, and that's why I'll make the distinction. That's someone who's easy to talk to. How do we sound like someone that they want to talk to? There's a fine line between the two. And then how do we remove those hurdles out of the way? And some of, back to the cliches from the book, but some of this is very important for us staying out in front of those things. And the first thing about that is never be mean to someone that can hurt you by doing nothing, which the reality is pretty much every single person we ever interact with. They can all hurt us by doing nothing. And they're much more compelled to do so if we've been mean to them or they feel disrespected by us in any way. And then the other part of this, which I'm sure, you know, a lot of you already think, but you haven't necessarily heard us say, how would you speak to someone whose position or point of view you actually care about? And that's something I actually struggle with, because I'm that type of person. I like to give advice, you know, especially people that I care about, right? I want to give them advice. I want to tell them how to solve it. I get caught up in problem-solving mode. And when I do that, I know that I'm actually ignoring their point of view or positioning because I'm problem solving. I'm not actually listening at a deeper level. I'm trying to help them figure out how to solve it or how to help them see the solution as opposed to just listening deeper. And those are two very different things. So again, keep those things in mind. It's much harder to get our barriers or our hurdles out of the way if we're not focused on how they're affected emotionally at a deeper level.